What's up, everybody? Thank you for watching Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about Marvel news, Star Wars news, and a little bit of Disney news. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
We can do that.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome one, welcome all to Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. I'm your host, Leo Camacho, and you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, at Leo Zombie, everywhere else, at Mr. Leo Zombie, because I like to be appropriate there. And I'm joined by a very handsome co-host today.
Get out of here.
Oh, no, no. I will not leave. Ladies and gentlemen, my little brother, Chris Villain.
What's up, guys? My name's Chris Villain. You can follow me on social media everywhere, at Chris Villain, except on Twitter, because I'm annoying, and that's Chris underscore Villain.
That makes two of us. That's why you're my little brother, because
yeah.
It was Chris underscore Villain on Twitter. Just making sure we got that.
Make sure you follow.
Guys, just the bros today. We're just broing out, talking about Marvel and
Star Wars. I feel like my heart's empty, but it's not, because
whenever you're around, my heart is full of joy.
You stole the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that I have my makeshift little chat. I have my phone propped up on a coaster so that I can see you guys. So I want to start it off by giving you guys some shout-outs.
Ooh-hoo!
Thank you for tuning in. We've got Robert of Disneyland. I don't know how you're watching from Disneyland, but I'm proud of you. Caroline Scholte. We've got Lynette. Okay, Rogi, too many people. CeCe Rinaldi in the room hanging out. Thank you for tuning in. We've got Emily Saunders. We've got Alexis Barber, who is also here for Otaku Movie Anatomy, which I was just on.
Yes.
Alyssa Wassum. I can barely see these. Greg Bailmailer. Bailmailer? That's a cool name, if that's your name.
Yes.
What else we got? We got Raina Alcotter. We've got Mouse Talk in the house. What's up, Mouse Talk? Thanks for tuning
in. Come on, Mouse
Talk. We've got Tamer Sainan. Oh, dude, I played that guy in Smash the other night on the internet. Elizabeth Hurley and... Whoa, everybody it must have gotten to that part of the feed because it just like blew up.
I was going
to
say.
I'll get to more of you guys later because too many people chiming in right now. But thank you guys all for tuning in to Disney Movie News. I really, really appreciate you hanging out and harassing us. So feel free to you know, give us some jeers from the peanut gallery. We don't mind being harassed a little bit, but also give us some praise. Because we've got a lineup. Today is trailer day. We got so many clips for you guys.
I feel like...
So many.
This is only my second time being on this show.
Yeah.
But I think the first time I was on this show, my favorite part was the trailers. So I'm so excited.
That's literally my favorite point of news whenever we have it, is when we can watch a video with the audience and then discuss it.
Yes.
It's the best part.
Yes.
I have to keep touching my phone so that my chat doesn't disappear. Leo, say my name.
Okay.
Catty T.
Come on, Catty T.
Senpai notices you, baby doll.
Thanks, Leo.
Obviously, I'm just gonna kick this in the
hangar. Let's just throw something on the table.
Yeah,
dude.
Guys, big news. Just dropped.
What is it? Tell us.
There's a physician in the field
who
has suffered some damage, and now they're making a movie about his life.
Okay.
Doctor Estranho. Doctor Strange. But wait. We're standing by as they ready that. So I told the chat we had some technical difficulties before the show,
okay,
so we'll be getting
that.
So you can sit tight, but you haven't seen the trailer yet.
Listen, I haven't seen the trailer yet, and I purposely...
Oh, well, too bad, because here it comes.
Oh, it's coming.
I want to hear your story, but later.
Do the thing.
Here we go. Just get ready.
I don't know if I am ready.
No one's ever ready for a mystical journey.
Oh, here it's happening.
It's happening. It's appropriate.
I'm scared.
For this audience.
Oh, no.
It never starts off with that sound.
Stephen Strange.
Yes. Hello, this is Todd.
Might I offer you some advice? Forget everything that you think you know.
You're a man looking at the world through a keyhole.
Uh-huh, like the thing in the blog's logo.
Super casual.
Oh, Bridget McAdams.
You've spent your life trying to widen it.
Your work saved the lives of thousands. What if I told you...
The hands are important, by the way.
That reality is one of many.
I don't believe in fairy tales about chakras or energy or the power of belief.
Well, then you haven't seen Naruto.
My mouth is wide open.
You wonder what I see in your future? Possibility.
Buddha palm.
Why are you doing this?
There are other ways to save lives. So much you don't know.
Inception. Dope, right?
What?
Teach me.
Oh, it's so hype.
What?
No.
Sorcerer Supreme?
Whoa.
Yo. That was so magical that it affected our reality here in the studio.
Talk about it.
To the point where we manifested Keaton.
From the grave, though.
From another dimension.
I am so sorry. I look like
you look like you fought through hell to get here, which I can understand if you came from another dimension. That
I'm
makes
so
a lot
confused.
Of sense. You don't know?
I don't even know how she got here.
Dude, she's a part-time job as a demon battler.
I looked over, yeah. And Satan is here.
Oh, God.
Well, you're here.
I am
Thanks
here.
For joining
I'm
us.
I'm so sorry. I'm
so
late,
sorry
you
that
guys.
I made you fight the legions of hell to get here.
Yes. So sorry. I've been in Malibu all day shooting.
Zombie Keaton in the house.
No, it's just... No, Viking. We were doing Viking stuff. Sorry,
no, that's what the chat
I was
said.
Oh,
it's not me.
No.
I know you're a Viking.
Yes,
I know better.
No, I had awesome makeup done. I don't know if anybody watches Face Off. Keelan Ashley, she's an amazing
makeup artist. Yeah,
okay,
she made him
what?
Pen.
What?
Yeah,
she's my homie.
Yeah, she's my homie. This is her dress, actually, because I had, like, all my clothes were, like, wet because I was, like, halfway in the water, like, coming out with a broadsword and, like, big shield and stuff.
As you do.
And so, as you do when you're a Viking.
Yeah, sure.
And I was, like, I didn't bring a change of clothes. And so she dressed me and I ran out of her apartment and ran here and didn't have time to wash my face.
She texted me earlier. She's like, "This is how I'm showing up." I'm like, "Okay, yeah,
like,
what
else
is
new?"
That's exactly what I said.
Seems legit.
But you made it perfectly because you got to see the had you seen the Doctor Strange show?
Of course. Like, I've been so
dope,
looking
right?
forward to it. It looks
so good.
Okay, listen though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't know. I'm kind of that like nerd that like sometimes pretends to know stuff about like.
No,
certain...
but that's perfect
I do it
because
too.
That
don't feel
that
bad
actually
about it.
Okay. That actually touches on my next point.
Okay.
Which is like previously, or even now, even up to this point,
okay.
You know anything about Doctor Strange?
No.
You don't.
I mean, I
and
know
you are the
of
mass,
him.
You are the mass majority, right?
Okay.
But Marvel has been so good at constructing their universe around their lesser-known characters that at this point, tell me if you agree with this, they were like, okay, we're making a Doctor Strange movie, Benedict Cumberbums, and they put it out there. And they put it out there, right? And you get that trailer, and you're just like, I'm aboard. That's all I need
Listen.
To know.
Listen.
Right?
I didn't even, like, it doesn't even need to be Marvel. Like,
you don't
if
even
I saw
need
a
to
trailer
care.
Like that, I'd be like, yes!
They figured out how to frame these lesser-known characters in a way that's super exciting. Tell me.
Okay. I'm in.
Dude, this movie looks
I'm
so fun.
So
good.
It's not
you know
even
why?
Funny.
Because we're finally stepping away from, like, this is technically, like, mechanically possible
Who
through
cares?
Science. And now they're like, yeah, but magic, you know?
They're like, forget about
But now
all
we're
that
wizards.
Stuff.
So now we're wizards. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
So the reason I was saying the hands are important is Doctor Strange was a neurosurgeon who suffers a tragic accident that leaves his hands incapable of performing surgery.
So wait,
it leaves
wait,
him
a little bit?
It's Jack Sparrow hands.
He's like,
okay.
Love, I can't perform.
I
can't work on your brain any longer. So basically, he's like, well, my whole career's over. He was one of the best in the world. What am I going to do with myself now? Because his hands are constantly shaking.
Naturally.
So he goes to find himself. He goes on a spiritual journey. And as you see, he ends up in the Himalayas. And he gets trained to study the magical arts. And he becomes the
Sorcerer Supreme.
From Tilda Swinton, who was the angel in Constantine.
That trailer was so beyond epic.
It's dope.
And, like, covered so much in, like, I don't even know how long the trailer was.
So
but
good.
It changed my life, actually.
But how cool is that scene where he's just like, show me.
Oh,
and then I'm just like, yeah, show me. I want
yeah,
you to show me
don't
too.
Show him. Show me.
Show me.
Show me.
Cameron Bumberjums.
I
show
love
me.
You, Benedict.
Bumbledep Wimdybacks. I want
Skibidi Bop Bop.
I keep seeing myself like in the camera thing, and I'm like, oh my God.
No, you're definitely terrifying right now.
I have somebody was like, Keaton needs immediate medical attention.
By,
and that's,
by
this
Dr.
is,
Strange.
That's because like at the end of my, by the end of the shoot, I was dead and like literally like had like a whole like Stella moment in this guy. It was really fun. Yeah.
I want to hear more about this shoot.
We'll get to that at the end of the show. We go into the fun
let's
stuff
talk
about at the
Disney
end.
Movie news. Yeah,
but that was right. Dr. Lestrange. So in the chat, I want you guys to let me know. Are you guys excited about it? For the Sorcerer's Supreme love. let me know in the chat. I'm really
so
keep
sold.
It clean, everyone. Keep the chat room clean. That's a warning from me, okay? Otherwise you're gonna be grounded.
Listen.
Or wherever you're looking.
Okay. Who's being dirty in the chat?
We don't know, but it's okay. They get one. Everybody gets one. Says Spider-Man. Speaking of Spider-Man, he's in Civil War. But that's not what this topic's about. We got a Civil War clip about...
Another one?
One of my favorite heroes from the new Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, do we get to watch it?
Yeah.
Yes!
Ant-Man, everybody. Ant-Man. We got a clip from the introduction to Ant-Man and his recruitment into Team Capitan America.
Ooh.
Stall a little bit before that comes up.
Okay, I got one for you. I got one for you.
You're not supposed to read that out loud.
I'm going to stall because I want to let you all know that I will be cosplaying Ant-Man at Kamikaze.
It's going
to
be beautiful, I'm sure.
Yes, and we're doing a whole Marvel Avengers cosplay lineup.
Wait, so who's in the
group? Wait, do you have a Black Widow?
I was going to say. Who's
do we have
group?
A Black Widow? We do. Brizzy is our Black Widow,
well,
actually.
Perfect.
And we have a Spider-Man. But if... I got to see what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah. Who is this Spider-Man?
It doesn't matter. Hold on. I hear the sounds.
Do you want to do our own group? And we can be Black Widow and Spider-Man?
Can I just be Ant-Man in both groups? I don't mind. All right, let's get to this. Check this out. This is a dope scene. So dope, bruh.
How about our other recruit? He's raring to go. Had to put a little coffee in him, but he should be good. What time zone is this? Come on. Captain America.
This is so weird seeing him in this movie.
Right.
It's an honor. I'm shaking your hand too long. Wow, this is awesome. Captain America, I know you too. You're great. <That's it>.
By the way, if you guys want to watch that full interview, I highly recommend it. It is really funny.
I really love them.
They all have great energy together. But yeah, man, we got the Ant-Man.
Okay,
the Ant-Lord.
Wait a minute, because I'm horrible and I actually have not seen Ant-Man.
Dude, it's awesome. Do you like heist movies? It's like a bank robbery movie.
Okay,
and it's a comedy.
I feel like it was going to be one of those ones that flopped, but that was before we realized that Marvel was perfect.
It was. Yeah, I told you Marvel's perfect.
So,
you can even care about Ant-Man, who now is like. You gotta, it's super fun.
I didn't love that movie though.
Well,
like, I felt like Deadpool did that movie so much better.
Well, Deadpool's like a dirty version of that movie.
Yeah.
Which made it better.
But like, and that's what I felt
different.
Like.
It's
when
just
I,
different.
No, but when I was watching Ant-Man, I felt like they were like censoring themselves. And I was just like, no, like, this is not what this character
I
would
can
do.
See
this
that.
Is not what his like buddy would do either. And so it just
I
didn't
can see. That.
See I, did, I couldn't believe it.
But see, I liked it because I like heist movies. I love like organized crime movies.
I'd get down to a good heist movie, man.
Yeah. And also, Paul Rudd's just fun to watch, man. Like, he's just really cool. And, you know, they made it work. It's a hero who you would never think should have a movie. Excuse me. They gave him a movie, and it's a lot of fun. It's a fun romp. But and more importantly, it just introduced him and gave him a purpose into this.
Look at what he's done
Did
here.
You see? No.
I just,
yeah, this
I
is,
just
this is
noticed
my MacGyver
You have not
setup.
Even witnessed this glory.
I've got,
I,
so
I literally
this
just
is
witnessed
just
it, and my mind has been blown.
Of the, you guys might be able to see the very top of my phone, but I've got two coasters propping up my phone against my notepad so that I can see the chat.
It's actually ingenious.
It's
so,
very genius.
So I can say hi to people.
Dr.
Like,
Strange would be proud.
Yesenia Peña. Just saying. And Hava Kuros. Hello.
What, Greg, should you see Ant-Man? Oh, give Ant-Man a chance.
Give it a shot.
Go watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
I promise you'll like it. Like, you won't think it's the greatest movie, and you might, I don't know, but you'll at least like the movie. It's a lot of fun. So the fact that he's in this movie is really cool.
Star-Lord is going to be in Avengers Infinity, okay?
That's yeah,
what?
Infinity.
I was
Infinity
like,
Wars, yeah.
Star-Lord will be in this one. We're not
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I just say, guys, this is Zach in the booth.
Hi, Zach.
While you're talking about Ant-Man,
it's his favorite.
I've just got Ant-Man is, weirdly, he's been my favorite character.
Why? Tell me why. And
well,
which version of Ant-Man?
I fell in love, like, Hank Pym is my favorite Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Which Michael Douglas played in the movie.
Yeah.
That character has a very complicated backstory.
Oh, he's a weird one.
But he's a scientist. He Tony Stark, his Ultron story is actually belongs to Hank Pym.
Right.
Michael Douglas.
But they couldn't. They wanted to just skip the whole transitioning one Ant-Man to another, so they just started with Hank Pym sort of being more of the mentor.
Yeah.
Okay. And you get a backstory, which
like,
you do see in the movie.
Seeing him come into the fold here in Civil War is just a perfect, like, he's the complete balance to that team.
Right. And also, like, him and the Avengers is Hawkeye and Ant-Man, like, in the comics.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's all about that combination, and they've shown that they will be doing some of their combo attacks.
You know what? I think I've seen one of these combo types, actually.
Ant-Man likes to ride Hawkeye's arrows.
And like,
dude, it's like the coolest thing ever. It's even like his Ultra in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I had an Ant-Man action figure when I was little that transformed.
How do you know? How did you find it? Wasn't it too small?
I knew. I was like just waiting for him to go.
He's like, I played with it under a microscope.
Yeah. Thank you, Boothman.
Have you guys heard the rumors via toys about the other thing that Ant-Man is going to do? in this movie.
Go
no.
big?
Does he get to do...
Does he Hulk out?
Does he get to go big?
Well, I just bought a Funko Giant Man toy, so take from that what you will.
Ant-Man and Giant Man are the same hero.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same character. Same
okay,
outfit and
Paul
everything.
Rudd.
But he stopped being... Because, you know, the Pym particles now allowed him to grow instead of just shrink.
Yo.
So, like, he becomes Giant Man. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, but it's like the same.
Suck on that, Hulk.
But it's like the same. It's like the same effect, right? Like he still maintains the same amount of power mass as his normal size. He's just huge, right?
Okay.
Because when he's small, he's like as strong as he is when he's large.
Okay.
Right. So
sure.
He's just tiny and super duper strong.
Sure.
But when he's big, he like I think also retains the same. So he's like huge.
But he's still
not,
like
he's kind of weak.
He still has like normal power.
Yeah, he can still be beaten.
He can also still step on you though.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's
kick
the power
you
of the
and
step.
Like pick you up and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to mess with the giant man.
I'm good. No. I don't need to.
So, anyways, super stoked about that. We got Ant-Man. And also, by the way, I just want to point out in the trailer, in the European trailer of Civil War,
ooh.
You can actually see Spider-Man running in the Clash scene.
Get out.
You know,
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
why
in
have
only
I
in
seen
the European.
Nothing.
Because you're not a Marvel guy.
And this is why you're not allowed to be
that's
Spider-Man.
That's why we're friends. No, he is.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait.
He's allowed
we're
to
gonna,
do
we're
a backflip.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we're going to move forward first into another, like, sorry guys, there's so much Marvel news. Inhumans. Do you even know, the Inhumans?
I
isn't that X-Men?
Okay, so the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show has made Inhumans into their version of the X-Men because Disney doesn't own the rights to X-Men.
Okay.
That belongs to Fox at the moment. So,
naturally.
To compensate, they've sort of given that role to the Inhumans, which in the Marvel Universe are superheroes that are sort of outcasts and they live on the moon.
Perfect.
And they're led by Black Bolt. They play a pivotal part in the Civil War, but they're not going to be in this movie. Anyways, the Inhumans movie was going to come out in 2018, but now that Disney has secured some rights to Spider-Man, they've licensed it from Sony.
Sure.
They're now going to focus their efforts in including him into the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he's now making his debut in Civil War.
As they should.
So instead, Spider-Man Homecoming is the next Spider-Man movie that's coming out starring Tom Holland. It's a reboot, but not a re-origin storytelling.
I'm so sorry. I don't need any more Spider-Man movies. Just like I don't need any more Batman movies.
There's never enough Spider-Man movies. Also, they're going to do him right this time because he's part of the Cinematic Universe, so that's a big deal. That's a really
good
movie.
Yeah, but why? Give me a Black Widow movie. I want to see her origin story. I don't want to freaking see Spider-Man's origin
story
again.
She has a dark
origin
story.
I know.
You want to see it?
Let me see it. Let me see a female superhero origin movie.
You're right.
My gosh.
Maybe in 10 years. Maybe in 20 years.
I cannot.
You're right, though. She needs something.
I am a little tired of the Spider-Man reboots, but Spider-Man is one of those things where, like, I don't...
You know why I'm not tired of it? Because they haven't done it right yet.
You know,
I'm like rebooting
Tobey Maguire. The first one with Tobey Maguire, I loved.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Loved it.
I thought
he's fine
I liked,
if you like the 1960s comics.
I thought
only.
I liked Tobey Maguire, and then I saw Andrew Garfield, and I was like, whoa.
All right. Let me paint this picture, though, because I'm on your page.
Okay.
Tobey Maguire is a physical representation of 1960s original Spider-Man. He did a good job of being that dweeb. Andrew Garfield is a perfect representation of Ultimate Spider-Man, which relaunched Spider-Man's fame in comics, arguably, in the 2000s. And it was the first digital comic, by the way, which I subscribed to paperback copies in the mail every month. I really recommend reading Ultimate Spider-Man. It's really good. He's been replaced. He's Miles Morales now.
Yeah,
But he is a representative of Ultimate Peter Parker. Much sassier, much funnier, much lankier. He's got that spidery lankiness. But Tom Holland is a new Spider-Man, and he's actually a gymnast, actually a free runner. So we're going to get to see Spider-Man be Spider-Man.
Nice.
It just takes place during Spider-Man's life. He doesn't get the spider powers. He's already got them. You don't have to worry about all
of
that.
So we skip that.
But, okay,
we skip
it. What love interest? Is Emma Stone going to be in it? Is it like...
I'm imagining they'll go to Mary Jane because Emma Stone...
Oh, so is what's her name going to be cast?
Kristen Dunst?
Not Kristen Dunst, but the girl who actually did get cast as Mary Jane in the reboot.
Who knows?
Her name? She's in the Divergent series. Why am I blanking
right
now?
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Somebody in the chat help.
I know. I don't know her name.
And they cut her scene out.
They did?
Yeah, she got cast as Mary Jane. Somebody help me in the chat. What is her name? In the Divergent series, Shailene Woodley. That's the character.
That's
name.
The character.
Shailene
name.
Woodley got cast as Mary Jane in the Spider reboot with Emma Stone and Garfield,
right.
Andrew Garfield, and
Garfield the cat.
And they ended up cutting out her scene and saying, "Oh, but in the next movie, she's gonna be like the pivotal character."
The next movie didn't happen
because they sold the rights back to Disney.
Actually, that's not what happened. So Andrew Garfield knocked the marketing company for not properly marketing Amazing Spider-Man 2. So they kicked him off as Spider-Man. They're like, we're not going to make any more movies with you. Then the whole deal happened with Disney. And they were like, well, now there's too many things stacked up against us. We're going to relaunch the series. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield like made a really nasty statement. They were like, F you.
Wait, but I really like Andrew Garfield.
Well, oh, he was going through a rough time when really him good. And Emma broke
but,
up.
But to be fair, they really did botch the marketing on those movies.
Yeah, so
yeah. But someone says, Ty says you should be Spider-Man.
Ty, hi. Thank you.
You would be a great Spider-Man.
Have you seen the Spider-Man cosplay?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's great. Picture. He's also a gymnast. He's a trained gymnast. Yeah, so he actually Tom does Spider-Man moves.
I don't know who you are.
And I'm not.
Bye.
I don't mean to speak too soon, but I think we might be doing a Venom Spider-Man and Spider-Man.
Listen, can you say that right now?
I'm gonna leak that insider
wow,
info.
Wow! You just—it's like you like just like called the paparazzi and is like, hey, guess what? We're gonna be here just so the paparazzi's there.
Yeah.
You just did that.
I did.
A little tipping.
Get ready.
Tip right there.
Follow me at Mr. Lizzombie on Instagram for some tips.
Super tips.
So that's happening. That's what's happening with the Inhumans. I know a lot of people just don't know them. Period. Black Bolt's the primary.
Oh, one. That's right. We were talking about Inhumans.
Yeah, because there's nothing much to say other than that. So, anyways, that movie was postponed. It's not coming out in 2018. Anymore. It's not a matter of if it comes out. It is a matter of when, because they have already talked about it so much in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but that's all we got. That's all we know.
Moving on to the next. It's actually going to be a different set of Inhumans from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. entirely.
Yeah.
So who have you even knows? And just to let you guys know, if you want to hear all this and more Marvel news, good Popcorn Talk.
Thanks, God.
We'll be having Marvel movie news tomorrow. We're doing a double-length episode because this week has just been unreal in the amount of news they've packed into one week, including a full trailer breakdown with our own Doctor Strange, Mr. Matt Key.
My buddy Matt Key is the first Doctor Strange cosplayer before Doctor Strange was cool to cosplay.
Get out.
Yeah, he's my boy, Matt Key. You guys need to watch that show.
He was literally born to look like Doctor
Strange. Yeah, he looks like Stephen Strange, like comic book Stephen Strange. It's unbelievable. And my birthday, like 4 years ago.
That's what we call genetic cosplay.
He's a genetic cosplayer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you guys need to check that show out. It is a great show, and it's probably one of the best shows I've ever seen in the world.
Yep. Oh, you Marvel up Movie a News at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this man.
And I would just like to point out.
Wait, I've seen this
guy. I just want to point out that was taken at my birthday party.
Do I know him?
You might have met him in passing. Oh, I think he came up and said hi to me while we were walking through a con together.
I definitely seen him before.
Yeah. I love him. Him and his girlfriend Brittany, amazing.
I love him.
Those guys are great. They had a cool cosplay like proposal. It was dope.
Get out.
Yeah. Anyways, moving forward, guys. Off of Marvel. On to my other favorite subject.
Jungle Book?
Rogue One. Oh. We got the trailer.
Oh my God. Right after the next day. And like
it's been a while, but we're going to watch it here, guys.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to cry, though.
Rogue Uno.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Ready. I'm not ready.
Buckle up.
Get ready.
Grab your lightsabers.
I'm ready. Shh. Ding. Oh, look. It's Rey's mom.
That's another piece of news. Jin also.
Forgery of imperial documents.
I like that they brought the helmets back.
Spaceballs?
Close enough.
Resisting arrest. On your own from the age of 15.
Oh, Mon Mothma, dude. She looks so good.
Undisciplined. This is a rebellion, isn't it?
Sounds like Rey. Here comes.
I rebel.
Oh.
Dang.
Boom!
Dang.
Female protagonist rock movies.
We have a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know what it is and how to destroy it.
Is that clear?
Use a gun.
Yes, sir.
A big gun.
Look, she even has the same accent as Rey.
Must be. All British people are Rey's mom.
I'm gonna smack you.
Yes!
Come
on!
Whittaker!
Wouldn't they catch you? You do if they break you.
Donnie Yen! Oh, so excited.
This cave.
If you continue to fight.
No lightsabers, by the way. Ah, so dope. Rushing the beach.
What will you become?
Oh, she's in Blackstone.
What do you become? A total beer.
What? A BAMF. Oh, and I love the score.
Yeah, the piano.
Oh,
wait. Do we have more?
Is it Mark?
Is another clip? Oh, no, this is Mark Hamill not talking. Good.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the picture of Mark Hamill on...
Yeah, it went super duper viral.
Oh, my God, so cute.
Speaking of things, of pictures going viral, did you guys see my animated GIF that went viral this week?
Shut up.
Of me dressed as Poe Dameron, like, about to kiss Finn.
Yes, I did see that.
It went so crazy.
I didn't see
it. It went so viral, dude. It was nuts. And then, like, my feed at, like, 2 in the morning was all Korean characters. Like,
yeah.
I was like, well, I'm viral in Korea right now. I was gonna... yeah, it was nuts. But Rogue One, how stoked are you?
The Star Wars universe is like infinite, and so like it's so
much like the real universe.
yes. But it's so nice to see them like taking advantage of that.
Yeah, you know? And I like that it's something else happening other than Jedi conflict.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Like there is enough of a universe for many things to be happening simultaneously. Yeah. You know, yeah. And they all lead up to this huge Star War.
Get out,
which is dope, man. I'm super excited.
Nothing but Star Wars.
If they should Bar Wars.
Anyway. We're starting a musical, ladies and gentlemen.
Super,
it's called
super
Star Wars.
Stoked about, it's called Rogue Two.
I did
the sequel.
Oh,
guys, I can't even tell you how excited I am to see this movie. I've always loved the side stories. It's interesting because originally, so this story is about the people that basically capture the Death Star plans that allows the rebellion to take them down in Episode 4.
Okay.
In the original expanded universe before Disney took over and erased it all, Kyle Katarn was the one who did this. He was the main protagonist of a series of video games called Jedi Outcast. Well, no, that was the sequel Jedi Outcast was the sequel
that
to
was the sickest
Jedi
game.
Knight, Jedi
Your head
Knight, Jedi
just
Knight.
Exploded a
yeah.
little guy.
Yeah, yeah, it was
like...
the sickest game.
And that was the sickest game.
It was the sickest.
Was it PS1 or PS2?
It was PC.
Wait, why did I play Jedi Outcast?
Because you played Jedi Outcast Jedi Academy that came out on PS2.
That game was sick.
Yeah,
yep. That was fun.
It was a sequel to Jedi Outcast.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And it was amazing. And that guy, the other character that is the co-protagonist in the movie, looks just like Kyle Katarn. I don't think that's him. It's a different character, but it's cool that they're like making a nod to it. And maybe we get him in the background.
Maybe we
that's
get
what a
lot
little of people
bit.
Are
Well, who do you think the main character is a nod to? I mean, Lady.
Well, it's funny you should say that because this week, everybody's going crazy. They're like, oh my God, that's Rey's mom for sure. She could have had a baby between this movie and Episode 4. But Daisy Ridley went on Twitter and was like, no.
Nope.
That's not my mama.
Shut it down.
I think
not my mama.
I think this is another John. So if anybody, if like,
show that picture. Let's get
Game
that picture.
Thrones,
it's the next
piece. Can we see a side by side? Because literally,
it's not a side by side. It's just a picture of her, just so you can kind of get an idea.
Why would you cast a girl, two females in your next
She's
two
a female
star
with a rather wide forehead. British accent, brown hair, same
they
build
are,
and belly.
They
like,
look so
bizarrely
similar.
They do. And there was a
so
big,
similar.
There was
and
a big,
even the way they had that trailer, it was similar to the way that the Rey was portrayed in the other.
I mean, I got to say, there was a big uproar on the internet about this. They were like, oh, another female protagonist, so Star Wars is only about girls. And I'm like, literally, it's been 2 movies.
Yeah, first of all, calm down.
Out of the 8 movies that exist, 2 of them have female leads.
Take a chill pill.
Take a pill of chill.
It's going to be fine.
There's a big upset about that, and I'm like, you know, just chill. Like,
it's fine.
Have
it's
you
fine.
Ever seen the, I think it was like the first 3 movies all edited together with just the female lines?
No.
Was literally like 10 minutes long.
Really?
With just the female lines. Like, even if it was 10, yeah. Just
I didn't know that.
Nothing.
That's,
like, nothing. It's
pretty
funny. And you're just like, oh my God.
They
like,
say nothing, yeah.
They say nothing.
There's no part for
Wait,
that.
Confession time. Remember I said I had a confession earlier?
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
I had a confession. I have a confession to make.
Tell me.
I just watched Force Awakens for the first time today.
That's what you watched today?
Today.
Like, well, what did
before
you think?
I got
Fresh
here.
Fresh off the presses, everybody.
Give us your review.
Listen.
What'd you think?
That was so good.
It was good.
So
good.
Did you cry? Did you cry?
I wanted to cry at several times, but then I was like, I was home by myself, and I was like, I can't do this by myself right now.
Let's watch the chat blow up on that one. That's crazy.
I feel like a horrible person for just doing it now, but
who are you?
I honestly don't know.
You get spoiled like way in advance? Then?
You know what? I have short-term memory loss, so like,
are you? They're like Dory.
Yeah, I'm
That's
very
adorable.
Much. I'm very much like Dory.
Do you
so
speak
like.
Well?
I do. I'm fluent in
Oh my God, the capital whats are coming in now.
I know, I'm sorry.
What? Crid?
I have a busy
is
life.
Your name is Crid.
My
like, they're too excited to spell
you
your name,
right? You can demote me to Crid after me saying that, but...
You just lost the Spider-Man job.
Critical Crid.
Dang it.
Sorry, buddy.
But, like, it was very perfect in, like, every way.
And you've seen all the other Star Wars.
Yes, and part of the reason was I made sure, I, like, wanted to make sure I... watched all the old ones, all the new ones, and like in series, and then like it came to watch the new one, and then life got crazy and I couldn't watch it. But
that's okay, that happens.
It happens, man. But it was so good.
Can oh I man,
just,
I like it.
I just I worry about I understand when life gets crazy, mm-hmm, but like going mm-hmm to the priorities, movies Chris. Is a yeah nice it's just like a nice release, and you're involved in this world
this
of pop
is true
culture.
This is
you
true
should really like go to a movie not only like for yourself and
okay
just to kind of get out of the chaoticness that I guess is your
yeah
life.
Yeah, yeah.
But also to stay up to date.
I really
on
want you
everything
to listen to the bloody
I,
so woman as she explains
I,
this to you.
I'm trying to take this as seriously as possible, but you're terrifying
hard
right now.
Talk about escapism. But speaking of The Force Awakens, there is a hint at who Rey's parents actually might be. So a fan theory has emerged. Now that we can stop the movie frame by frame, now
yep
that it's out on DVD,
yep, yep,
there
yep
is
yep
a theory that shows Rey watching the ship take off from Jakku.
Yes!
And that ship, and you can see in the upper corner, is a very similar ship.
Oh, come on! It's the
Luke's,
same ship!
To Luke's ship in the comics.
Yo!
So they're saying that it might be Luke is leaving her there, right? But show,
okay,
show the next image, because Pablo Hidalgo, who is a creative executive at Lucasfilms,
mm-hmm,
said, oh, here's an actual picture of that ship. This is what it really looks like. It's not quite as similar as you think, but
it's okay.
He cannot, he's not at liberty to say whether it is or is not Luke's. I mean, theoretically, it could still be Luke's. He's trying to debunk it without publicly debunking it.
Here's
but
my
fans
thing
are holding tight. Or maybe he's trying to get people to think it's not real, and then when it happens, you're like, I knew it.
Here's my thing. Because I'm passionate on the subject right
yeah
now.
Luke
because
and that
it's
chick
so
from Rogue
fresh
One.
Clearly they got
listen,
they got funky.
There is no way.
She would have been way older than him.
There's no way that Luke is not Rey's dad. Right?
I mean, mm, here's the thing. I don't want to buy it because it's just too easy.
Yeah.
But like if there's a they hinted at it too much, and
did,
it's like
they,
oh, it would be beautiful.
Did they, though?
Listen,
did they,
in my mind, they did.
I mean, you know,
in my mind, they did.
And
like
Han being her dad more than Luke being
why
her dad.
Look,
why would this random Joe Schmo come out of nowhere?
Let's be real. Okay, but here's what I'm thinking. Right? Like, yes,
I'm
right
gonna be pissed if it's Luke.
I'm gonna
be
mad.
Like, I hate
because
you.
Like they didn't set up that Darth Vader was Luke's father. That was like a total surprise.
That was
so
like,
what if they're trying to give us
side
another Vader moment? Like where everybody's like, oh, it's going to be Luke's daughter. It's
okay,
be, and then they're like, it's Han Solo's second cousin's niece.
Okay, listen.
Like,
listen,
knows?
I want to know why then they decided to just pick this random person out of nowhere to just like.
Because the Force is mysterious and it elects. Like think about Anakin. He's just a random person from nowhere.
No, but you didn't let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
Why
I'm
going to
let you finish. Okay, Kanye, let
first,
him
I'm going to let you finish.
Why does this random person come out of nowhere and just magically decide to get to wield Luke's lightsaber like nonchalantly like,
because anybody can wield a lightsaber,
but like it chose her.
It did choose her, but I mean it was just like you need this, you need me right now because you're the legacy of Luke Skywalker regardless of whether or not you're genetically related to him. But I want to say that someone said
Kenobi yes
Bill or was it I can't Greg Bailmaker said they're all her father and that mother. They're like all her parents. Every character's her parents. She's a combination.
Leia. She's a test tube baby.
But who knows? Who knows where that can go? We gotta move forward though, guys. We got Jungle Book. Just it's coming out this week.
Oh.
I saw it. I saw it on Monday. It is
Cheater.
TheBomb.com.
I hate you.
Oh my god, I love it. First of all, I love the Jungle Book animated movie. I love the book. And
was it as
book
sickening as we thought it was gonna be?
Dude, it's so good. You know, it has a score right now of 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Critics
score.
What? Look it up right
oh
now.
It's real good.
Is that has
yeah
that ever even happened?
And it's already made $31 million in China and Latin America. And it's not even out yet.
Wait.
It's already made $31
million.
On Rotten
Tomatoes?
Is it going to beat
yeah
Star Wars?
So it's already getting such great reviews that they've already approved Jungle Book 2.
Dang.
No,
and, yes,
I don't
have
need that.
Yes, they have. And guess what? And guess what? Warner Brothers has announced that they're making a movie called Jungle Book.
No!
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It is about.
Nope, nope.
Yeah.
92%.
Well, it just dropped.
Tomatoes.
Sorry.
Okay,
it just
wait,
dropped since
hold
2 days
on
ago.
Why are they making a movie called Jungle Book?
Because they're trying to ride that gravy train. But here's the thing. Jungle Book 2, The Jungle Book 2, is The Jungle Book. That's
oh,
the Disney
no
one.
Oh,
the
no.
The Jungle Book 2 has been approved. And here's the thing. I won't spoil anything, but at the end of the movie, of this Jungle Book movie,
okay,
you're just like, no, don't stop here. What happens next?
So it very much leads into.
Well,
it
has a clean ending.
Okay.
But you're just like, I want more. And the thing is, so the author, what's his name? Rudyard King, Kipling, has actually written stories about Mowgli's adventures. So it lends itself well to
oh
a sequel. Yeah. And this movie was so good, it made me want to go back and watch the unofficial sequel that wasn't Disney about.
Yes,
yes, yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes.
The quicksand scary one.
The yeah,
scary
the
yes,
one.
Yes,
the
quicksand
scary.
Changed
yeah, the
my
one
life
we talked about last
yes
time.
Yes, yes.
It made me want to go watch it because this movie was like, yo, this is so dope. And it looks, it's beautiful, it's stunning, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I talked about
it
on Nerd Alert. I did. I saw it in 3D at the El Capitan. The 3D is Avatar good, by
damn
the way. It's like, I that, recommend watching
that's
this in 3D.
That's a lot.
Because it is good. It is believable. It's like watching through a window.
Is it like stressful? stressful because like this is why I can't go see 3D anymore because it just stresses me out. I think things are gonna hit my face. I'm like,
dude,
stop.
Worth, but they don't have any like tricks. It's just like in more immersive.
It just is immersive. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
It's so
and that's
good,
what
you guys.
I like
okay.
about. Okay,
it's so good.
They better not.
It's seamless.
They better not do that thing in Disney movies where they like make a second one and the animation budget just drops.
Here's the thing: is like I feel like this was created in a way where they can like replicate it. Like this was done on an engine.
Long as the computer right. doesn't fail like the Toy Story yeah. whatever one did.
And we're going to get into this we're going to get into okay. this next week. You really got to go see it this weekend so we can
I'm
talk
gonna
about
go
it.
I'm going to go see it on Monday,
wanted,
Monday morning. Yep.
Cuz we are next episode guys next week when we tune in if you tune in we're going to really go in depth with Jungle Book cuz I really want to get into this movie. It's that
Jungle
good.
Book.
There's so much I want to say right
Jungle
now but I won't.
Book.
Finally last piece. Jumanji innocent Wait. Jumanji.
Speaking of Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Mary Jane. Going around.
And then and final piece of news, not really a piece of news, more of an update, but we finally have a reason why Dory 2 took so long to make. And that is because for this movie, what is it called? Finding Dory. I totally blanked out. I had
really
a Dory
difficult
moment.
Title.
The animation program that they use called RenderMan has advanced so much since the last Dory that allowed them to do that. Now, all the lighting sources, which are very difficult to do in underwater scenes because obviously
just
water
everywhere.
Refracts light, were all manually input frame by frame by the animation team in the last movie. So they like couldn't make another one because it was just like way too task intensive. But their new software, they've like started talking about it and releasing clips and stuff like that and showing that they have a new algorithm that creates billions of points of light, of rays of light, automatically,
yes.
automatically taking the
yes.
environment. So what that means is expect to see a leap in Pixar animation.
Yeah.
Like it's going to like
this,
change
this,
the game.
This is really similar to
the
what
otters.
They did.
The otters. That's a real update. We're back. The otters are back.
The otters are back. This is really similar to what they did with Monsters, Inc. When they did the first Monsters, Inc., they had like a programming system to do like the hair on Sully's body
yeah,
to like move
yeah.
a certain way, and then they came out with Monsters U.
And then we got Brave, right?
And then
Tangled, and then Brave, and
no, Tangled was Disney. That was a different time. But essentially, so each movie advances. But I mean, that's kind of how we get the good dinosaur based on probably the engine they were making for Finding
yep.
Dory, and guys.
Yep.
It just all ties together. But that's it for our news. That's it for Disney Movie News.
We went through it
we
today.
We tore through it. We spent some time on some
it.
Fandoms.
And
you
made
and
you
it.
Made it.
yeah. And afterwards, we're going to probably have a very in-depth conversation with you about that makeup.
A
but I want to give some final shout-outs before we go. We have, what we got? Alexis. Oh, it's all the same. Pixel Ray is in the room. We got Java Kiros again. We got Alexis Barber. What's up? Heavenly Imaginings in the room. Thank you guys
Ooh,
for coming.
Heavenly
Sarah
Imaginings.
Andres. Greg again. Greg Bailmaker. Is that Bailmaker. Bill Mayer. I don't know how to say that.
Dude, you totally forgot about Robert at Disneyland. He's still here.
Yeah,
Robert at Disneyland
is
still in the room. Tamer, thanks for coming in. My young Rockley apprentice. Emily Saunders, or Sanders, however
Greg.
You want to say. KDT. Greg. Thanks for coming, Jeff.
Greg Bill Mayer.
Guys, I can't tell you. Mouse Talk, thank you guys. Leah Grace. Over already? Yeah, I know. It was a fast hour, guys. But thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it more than you can possibly understand.
Yes.
Make sure you come in next week so you can hear us talk about The Jungle Book and a bunch of other news, I'm sure, but primarily The Jungle Book because, let's get real, is the bomb.com, diggity bomb.
Check us out on iTunes, though.
Check us out. Yeah, give them a
spiel. You guys can check us out on iTunes. If you know people who love listening to podcasts, please send them our link. Like it. Give us 5 stars. Tweet out our link. Share it on social media because we really, really, really appreciate
a lot of
it.
People
and tell people to join us live.
A lot of people think you can only watch us live, but there are other methods to do
plot
so.
Plot twist.
You can listen to us over and over and over and over and over. I'll stop.
That's how it sounds in my head. But thank you, guys. You can follow me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie everywhere except for Twitter where I'm at Leo Zombie. Also, watch Thingamavlogs because my video came out today and it's about fun facts about the animals in The Jungle Book. So do that.
Nice.
Go on YouTube site, search Thingamavlogs, check that out.
I
have so many monkey facts. You gotta watch it. Chris, where can
What's
they follow
up,
you,
guys?
Dude?
You can follow me everywhere at ChrisVillain, except on Twitter where I'm at Chris_Villain because me and Big Brother over here think alike. But yeah.
He wants a high five. You're leaving me.
You didn't think about the live.
Got him.
Lies.
By the way, everyone's asking for a churro update. Guys, I haven't been to Disneyland. I'm still at 6. Hurry up and bring me some churros.
But I will never lie to you guys. and I will show up covered in blood.
She's weird.
No
but she
matter
won't lie.
What, I won't lie. But you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And especially if you want to know what all this was for, more pictures to come soon. And they're cool.
I've yet to believe that you actually had a shoot. I feel like you're just crazy.
And that this is just my normal everyday makeup.
She was rolling around the dirt. That's how you woke up. Guys, we love you so hard.
Mwah,
and,
mwah.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week and maybe at Disneyland. That'd be cool.
We love you guys.
Bye, guys. We'll see you later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.